Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It's Friday, the 29th of March. Let's get to our weather wisdom for today. I have not emptied the rain gauge yet, but boy, it is full of water, and I'm tired of the rain. I'm sure you are as well. It has been one wet year. Pretty amazing, the amount of water in some places. I mean, if you look at the past 365 days, you know, you don't do January 1st to December 31st, but you just look at the past 365 days. Some places like Providence and Hartford, Worcester, you know, close to their wettest, if not the wettest on record. So crazy amounts of water, way, way, way above what you would typically see in a year-long stretch like that. And it shows no signs, at least on the short run, of letting up at this point. So I think we've got another storm coming in for next week. But pretty remarkable if you look at the past 365 days. Worcester, by the way, number one at probably, I'll get the final numbers, but 70 inches of rain or so. Just, it's wacky how much rain we have seen here. All right, so the rain's going to shut down here today. And does look like temperatures will stay in the 50s. We'll get a little bit of a breeze this afternoon. Now, overnight tonight, clear out down to the 30s. And then Saturday looks nice into the mid-50s with that wind whipping around, kicking things up a bit and drying things out, which we need because, again, we're going to have more rain coming in next week. As we head for Easter Sunday, sun up at about 6, a little before 6:30, depending on exactly where you are. But, you know, if you want to watch the sunrise, get there at 6:20 and watch it come over the horizon. And then in the afternoon, it'll be in the 50s with partly sunny skies. Monday looks dry. And then slowly on Tuesday, things go downhill, and we're going to have some more rain moving in here as we head for Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday night, Wednesday, and maybe even to Thursday. So another rain system moving in. This one looks slow, moving, cold, damp, wet, not what you would like. But the weekend looks good, so let's all enjoy that. It's going to be a nice weekend ahead. Have a great weekend, everybody.